Gang Green, episode off-season, free agency 2015. I have David Houghton with me.
Hello.
And Mr. Stats.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am awesome.
Welcome to our new formatted show.
I'm very, very awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch Summer League last night?
I did.
Thrilled.
Sarcastically thrilled or thrilled thrilled?
I am thrilled about going forward with this team.
Can I ask you one question before we continue?
Yes.
Are you still 4th of July drunk?
No, I'm just thrilled about the team.
Stats, help me out.
I know you can't see it because we don't really do a show anymore, but I don't see a lot of sincerity in his face.
No, it's kind of blank. It's a blank stare. No, normally how he looks, but more towards blanker stare.
You know, you're always waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Yeah.
It kind of did today.
Yeah,
I guess still.
A shoe dropped. I don't know. I hope it's not the shoe.
You know, like the draft happening, you're like, well, and then free agents happening, like,
Well, I hope the free agency shoe with Amir Johnson dropped, and I hope the other shoe wasn't the David Lee.
That's it.
Because of those two shoes, I think they're just kind of like.
We're out of feet, Dave.
Yeah, big. Seems like a big foot, little foot. Like one foot's too like. One leg is bigger than the next, and you're going to have to wear
shoe. Feels like we're wearing kids' Reeboks at this point, and everyone else is in Jordans. And
Banner 18 is going to be 2023, maybe?
Maybe we'll be alive. Who knows?
I doubt it.
2023.
The way things are going.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I mean, what did they say? What was the last one? It was 20-something years, right? 86 to 08, 22 years.
Yeah.
I think over, under 22 years.
Over.
I'm going to go under.
I'm on the over. I'm taking the over all day long.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think I can wait another 22 years.
I don't want to, but I feel like I have to take the over.
Stats, were you even born when 86?
Nope.
No. His first championship was 08.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I was 2 in the first one.
In 08?
Yeah. In 86, I was 2 years old.
You act like a baby.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
you were way old. You were like 15.
Well, I'm 15.
We've kind of alluded to it. We did the draft show the week before.
Yeah.
So the big summer signing that we've all been promised for years and years is Amir Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what's going on with that one. Was it just like, this is what we want? Is this like the whole draft thing over again? We're like, he's the best player on the list that we can afford.
It's such a disappointment considering like how many other options there were. And I'm not even talking about like LaMarcus Aldridge or Marc Gasol or guys like that. We're never coming here.
Right.
But, you know, I can't imagine that Robin Lopez wasn't like, I don't want to play in Boston. You know, he's playing for the Knicks.
Right.
You know, the guys like that are, you know, I mean, at least Greg Monroe went to a contender, but it's like, God.
Yeah, but I didn't want Monroe anyways.
I know, but it's like, I didn't really want him either, but, you know, you at least want to see them, like, get someone.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should be going after the guys like Monte Ellis. I mean, I think for all things considered, Amir Johnson is, you know, he's on the list of guys that they should be looking at, but I think there were other guys on that list, too, that they missed out on.
If you follow Steve Wilpet on Twitter, everyone's making fun of him for the, wait till next year.
And like how many years have we been saying?
So maybe 2023 when you're saying Banner 18's coming, yeah. Maybe that's the year.
And his article today was the, you know, wait until 2016, they'll have enough for two max guys.
Right.
And it's like,
Didn't they tell us that like 3 weeks ago?
They tell us that every year.
That's not the first time we've heard that. Second of all, it's like part of his argument is that the cap's going up, so the Celtics are going to have so much more space.
So is everyone else.
It's the same cap for everyone. Like,
exactly.
There's very few teams like the Cavs are going to be paying like way over. They're not going to be really affected by the cap going up, but there's very, you know, every team's going to get cap space. It makes all the more reason why you should be going out now and getting a player.
Get everybody.
You know, gather my thoughts for a second. I was disappointed with, you know, the free agent signing. I mean, I like that Crowder's back, don't get me wrong. But
right.
What does that really do for the team?
Well, it kind of
gives
puts
me
us
a
in
guy
this,
that I like.
Yeah, and it kind of just puts us in the same position as last year. I mean, okay, so the David Lee trade today, that is a step up because you got a guy who sat at the end of the bench in Jarrell Wallace who could just collected money and only played, what, 35, 32, 35 games last year. Didn't contribute much, but a good segment on our show. So, I mean, and now you got, like, someone like David Lee. So, okay, so you got that in the mix, but, like, everything else kind of just stayed the same through draft and free agency.
Well, here's what happened. This
granted,
is what,
it's not done yet, but.
This is what got me. I was texting you guys last night, and I was watching that summer league game, and I got bummed out because, you know, you're disappointed with the draft. You're disappointed with free agency. All right, well, whatever. Cue all the people writing about James Young. He gained pounds.
Yeah, turned into a Terminator.
Muscle. He's going to be – yeah, he's a Terminator now, and he's going to be he's going to turn a corner. And I didn't believe it, but I wanted to.
Everybody wanted to.
I didn't, but I wanted to. And then I watched last night's game. He was lost.
Yeah.
And it was summer league.
Right.
And when you see Marcus Smart do decent, you put the caveat on it, well, it's summer league, so, you know, what does that really mean? Yeah. But if you look lost in summer league.
And after a year, I mean, it's one thing to look lost in summer league. Like, I just got drafted last week. I probably didn't even graduate from college. I'm playing my first
guys
professional
like Rozier
game.
And Hunter and Mickey.
If they look lost, you know, they've had one less than a week in a professional offense. Yeah, fine. Look lost. That's totally understandable.
Right.
But guys like James Young, who played on the Red Claws a lot last year, you know, he should have some experience here. He should be able to go to an opposing stadium. You know, they're out in Utah and, you know, hold his own. And he's not.
Because, I mean, the weight is true. He looks like a menacing athlete now. But when he's just standing nowhere, like, I don't even know. He wasn't even, like, standing, like, in the corner. He was kind of, like, standing in between the three-point line and the basket most of the time.
Yeah, it's all very depressing.
It's almost like the fat kid that you just throw out there just for, like, you know, okay, well, he's got to play.
Oh, Sweeney.
No, I'm saying, like, oh, well, he's got to play. Let's just give him minutes. We'll put him out there. Okay, stand over there. But then you easily get distracted by, like, the guy selling popcorn. Or maybe there's a bug in the room and you're, like, following the fly in the rafters. And like, there's a couple people over here talking. You're like, huh, what was that?
Also, you know? I was told he could shoot.
Yeah, who told everyone? Like, who told us this?
I don't know. I thought someone told me that.
No, someone did.
Did
I
make it
know,
up?
Like,
did I make this up? Was he supposed to be a shooter?
I mean, you know, he was supposed to be a shooter. It's one of those things where, you know, these guys get these reputations and, you know, they follow them forever. I mean, how many guys are in their 20s, like DeMarcus Cousins, that still have, like, the, you know, he has so much potential tag? And, you know, he's like 24. He's kind of what he's going to be.
Right.
You know, he was billed as a shooter. He was billed as a lot of things because he was a near lottery pick, right? And, you know, it just hasn't worked out for him.
Well, I don't like it. And he damn well better get better so we can trade him.
He's still young. He's, like we said, he still has a chance at maybe one day being a mediocre player, which is about the best you can say for him because – you know, the guys like Jimmy Butler's, the Kawhi Leonard's, they don't take this development path. It's very rare for a guy to be playing his second summer league and looking that bad and
there
ending
definitely
up good.
Should have been a jump.
There should.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Without a doubt.
And I mean, I'm still waiting for Kelly Olynyk's jump, too.
There's such a thing as a late bloomer, for sure. It does happen. Usually doesn't happen with guys with James Young's profile, though.
Yeah.
There's a fly in the studio that's it's bugging the hell out of me.
Yeah,
it's like right up in my grill. So all right. So now that
guys, because now we have David Lee, so we're shooting right up to the top of mediocrity.
Okay, so here's the thing. Our newly formatted show.
Yes.
Are we going to take breaks in between here?
Not today.
No, we're just going to go straight through.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this team. Okay. So. Draft.
Which team? The Celtics?
The Celtics.
Yeah.
Draft. Bust. Free agency. Bust. Not that it's over, but Danny Ainge came out even before July 1st.
There's no more money to sign anyone, I don't think. Right?
Well, even still, July 1st, before July 1st came, Danny Ainge came out and said, you know, we're going to just have to get, like, second tier guys. We're not going to spend money on the big names. A lot of people don't want to come here, blah, 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 blah. Same old story about free agents coming to Boston, right? Amir Johnson, second tier?
But
honestly, is he a second tier? So now we're going after what? four, fifth tier guys? Like, when does this bottomless pit of hell stop? Like, who's left on this team?
Well, Sullinger now. Sullinger. After James Young is a bust in the Summer League, I read somewhere today that Sullinger is going to be our savior.
How can you believe?
Or maybe I heard it. I don't know if I read or heard. It's all the same.
Well,
how
can you even remotely begin to believe that after last night's first
game?
Because
it's all we have to believe now, Dave. This is what I'm telling you. That's why I'm taking the over. Yes, it is garbage.
It's absolute garbage. That's what I'm saying. How can you believe that Sullinger is going to be this next great guy? He can't get out of the goddamn fridge. How are you going to think he's going to be on the court?
This is the make or break year for him. You know,
This has to be his last shot.
This is the make or break year for me. I think I might.
Oh, come on. You always come back and root for the laundry.
I know.
You always come back and get tortured. This is how it is. This is how the Celtics were. Listen, before we even started this show 9 years ago, I mean, Celtics were terrible for.
But they were fun to watch.
Exactly. So, like.
Am I just that jaded that I. Like, is that what happened?
I don't know. I mean, your favorite player is Ricky Davis. So, I mean.
He was fun.
He was fun to watch. But maybe there's a Ricky Davis hidden in this gem of a team.
I like Jay Crowder a lot.
I mean, there were a lot of times where the team centered around Al Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins wasn't a fun team to watch.
Right.
If we're being completely honest. But, you know, I think the thing is, at that time, you could dream on Al Jefferson, and it's really hard to dream on a lot of these guys, except for maybe Marcus Smart.
Right.
That's what I think I bought in more then because I was like, oh, Al Jefferson is going to be good. I like Paul Pierce.
Yeah. I mean, there were still scrubs on that team. There were still Wally Zerbiak and guys like that that are making the money. And, yeah, exactly. You know, there has to be a balance, but we don't have guys to dream on here besides Smart.
And the problem was we hadn't watched a winning team yet either.
Right.
Like, it's almost like I didn't know how to win as a fan. Like, the team didn't know how
You kind of knew what you were getting yourself into.
Now you watch championship runs, and you're like, oh, well, that's cool.
I mean, in the 5 years that we had Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, there was only, like, really – I mean, the 5 years were good, but there was only 3 good years.
Danny could have had them for a sixth year together. They were all free agents this year.
Right. Well, the whole 08 was free agents this year.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if they'd really agree to come back and play together.
I don't
especially
think
Ray. Maybe the other four, but
I don't think. I don't know. Rondo kind of shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, he didn't really make any. And now that he's signing his way out,
and now that he's signing a 1 year deal with the Kings, it's almost like, what's the future hold for him? Is he just going to be one of those guys that goes year to year to a different team?
No, they're all going to make a boatload of money.
I mean,
still are.
Yeah, I mean, well, not everybody. I don't think Kendrick Perkins has his.
Oh no!
Phone
I'm saying like players like Rondo, like even though he shot himself in his foot, like he's still gonna like someone's gonna sign him.
I mean, Rondo can. It only takes one team to pay you, and Rondo totally has the ability to put together a 55 to 65 game season where he looks very good, and you know teams go out and make him an offer.
Right.
I can see that, but it's just you know. It's been a tough offseason, to say the least.
It has.
You know, the David Lee thing for me, it's just such a mediocre move.
Yeah.
You know, it's he's good at some stuff. He's getting old. He's 32. The only real upside I see to it is that he's making more money, and it might help you absorb a max contract or something like that. But,
that is what I like.
You know, they need to be in the position to take – James Harden when he you know the situation with James Harden where Oklahoma City was getting rid of him.
Right.
The Celtics need to be in the position to be able to take on the superstar when they become available.
Right.
I don't know who that guy is.
Kevin Durant.
Right now, I probably doubt it, but
doubt it.
You know, it could be anyone and you need to
you
be
can
here.
Dream, can't you?
You need to
damn
be ready
it?
To pounce when that kind of thing happens.
In a trade you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, what did the Rockets really give up for James Harden? I mean, they gave up a pick that goes Jeremy Lamb and the Martin kid, who was a good player, but he was an expiring contract.
Right.
You know, you got to wait until a situation like that arises and you can poach one of these guys if you're not going to draft him, which it seems like they're not.
I do like that Lee is expiring. You know, the Amir Johnson and the Jarebko contracts.
They're pretty short term.
They're 1 year pretty much. I mean, 2 years, but with an option. So everyone's tradable. So say there's a disgruntled superstar this trading deadline.
Yeah.
Maybe he can pull the trigger then. That's what I'm
– So now we're
– I'm trying to be
– We were waiting for the draft.
It's going to be trades, trades, trades,
right.
trades.
We waited for the draft. It was bad. Again, I'm going to go with exactly what I just said. It was a bust. Free agency, bust. So now we have to wait till before the All-Star game. And then once that happens and nothing moves, then we're like, well, there is always next year. And then when nothing happens next year, we're like, well, there is always next year.
I think what happens is we watch the team. Listen, they were a blast to watch at the end of the year last year. Maybe once the real team starts playing and I don't have to get annoyed that James Young hasn't made a step, maybe someone does step up. You know, maybe Crowder gets a little bit better.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe David Lee really impresses me.
You know.
But I think what we're looking for is someone has to be like that moving forward, or a couple people have to move forward, and then not to make our team better, but to flip them.
So
I think we're just developing trade pieces here, right?
That's all they're doing, really.
That's all it seems like.
You get 4 years when you draft these guys to either figure out who they are and if you want to keep them, or you know, find out who they are and cut them or trade them. So,
right.
You know, they're early in that process. They're coming up on the fourth year for Sullinger, and you know, we still had Paul Pierce and KG when he was here. When he was drafted,
right.
So it hasn't been too long in the grand scheme of things for them to really have a lot of chances.
I'll tell you, this has to be the year for Sullinger. I mean, if it's not, that's it.
Do we?
You can't just keep giving this guy more leash.
No.
This is it.
Do we play the game? I think we played it last year. Who's untouchable? Is there anyone on this team? The answer is no, right?
No, nobody. Unfortunately,
Smart's the closest, but even then,
Smart was wrapped up in all those trade rumors during draft day. I mean, for one guy that you didn't think, like, I mean, there's guys in the team where, like, in your head, you're like, no way is he, like, he's untouchable. You can't do it, and then you think about it, be like, well,
I know he's been in the trade rumors or whatever for the Sixers pick or whatever that rumor was, but. You know, for me, there's such a chance at improvement from first to second year that I think you have to hold on to him, because you don't know if he's a guy that you can package for Noel, or if he's a guy that gets you something better. So I think that's the only hesitancy I have with Smart. On the other hand, you kind of, you know, if it's an unknown and there's a team that strongly believes in him, then I think you have to entertain it. So I wouldn't call him. I call him quasi untouchable.
Yeah,
but that's the position they're in. I mean, you know, it's tough to put yourself back in that situation. But in 06, 07, before the Kevin Garnett era, do you categorize Paul Pierce as untouchable during that time?
I did.
I think in retrospect, I would. But at the time, it's like, well, you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like, you know, if you think you can get like a top five pick or something for Paul Pierce, maybe it's something you gamble on.
I mean, nobody really expected Paul Pierce to ever leave, and now he's on his third team since leaving the Celtics, fourth altogether. Yeah. So I mean, like, you know, did it help? I don't know yet, but
I mean, I guess
we did get a lot of picks.
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if there's no guys on this team that you're really married to right now,
right?
I mean, if anything, maybe it's Smart, but if Smart's a guy that gets you the next great player or one of the next great players,
then you take it.
You know, it's tough to say without hindsight.
You know, everybody called Jarrell Wallace the old man on the bench. Do you know David Lee's only 280 days younger than him?
Wow!
So. Yeah. It's not much, you know. Yeah. You're almost getting play for player.
Now, with a David Lee trade, it kind of, you know, we kind of have a front court and a back court, but it's still very, a lot of combo guards, we have a lot of redundancy on this team.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
do you think there's another trade that's going to happen before the season?
Phil Pressey.
Or are they just going to? Well, he may be included in the trade's not finalized yet. So
yeah. Well, that's
to make
true.
The money work, someone else is going, I believe.
Right.
I think they can't absorb the money.
Yeah,
because of the salary cap situation. I mean, I think there's definitely the possibility. I mean, I think that's the whole, you know, the one sentence synopsis of this team is a collection of assets that are very tradable. I think, you know, that there's every possibility that a guy like Phil Pressey could be cut. I think they could make the roster work as it's currently constructed, at least, you know, to fit in with the rules and stuff. I'm not sure how good they're going to be. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that do a lot of the same things. There's a lot of guys that can't shoot on the wing and at guard, and there's a lot of guys you know, in the front court that are more offensively minded, and then there's Amir Johnson, who's more defensively minded. I mean, you got Sullinger, Olynyk, now David Lee, who are all really offensively.
Power forwards, right?
Yeah, they're all really offensive power forwards, and you know, you got Zeller, and I mean, Jarebko can play there if they go small. I mean, there's a lot of different things that they could do with this team. I wouldn't rule anything out.
Do the Celtics have a center?
Zeller is a center.
Okay. Do the Celtics have a point guard? Someone that could, I know they have point guards, but do they have a ball handler? Isaiah Thomas, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's really turnover prone.
I know, but I think he's the best ball handler, no?
Yeah, probably. He's probably the best.
Is he going to be the new starter here? That's the thing.
There's so many different things they could do with Evan Turner. Where's he going to play? Is he going to bring the ball up? And, you know, there's lots of ways they can go. There's really a lot of different possibilities for them right now.
Right. I mean, I think there's a logjam in the team where it's just.
You want my starting lineup?
Yeah.
I should have scribbled this out. Jarebko at center, right?
Is this
like a little bit of a stretch?
Is this real? Is this real?
No, I'm just joking around.
I mean,
Why don't you just do Phil Pressey at center?
No.
Okay, if he doesn't get traded.
Yeah,
I was gonna do Jarebko and all the combo guards all out there at once.
It's tough to categorize this team in a lot of ways because you can't really look at other, you know, contenders. You know, just look around the league. I mean, you could say, like, Isaiah Thomas is like your Tony Parker, but you don't really have a Tim Duncan or a Manu Ginobili or a Kawhi Leonard or a Danny Green or, you know, list goes on.
Right.
There's no Steph Curry's on this team. There's no Kevin Durant's on this team. There's no, like, big man, you know, all-star. There's definitely no LeBron James, but there's no, like, Chris Bosh even. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no guy that's, like, a solid defensively – you know, can hold his own, can guard one-on-one, can rebound, and can be an offensive contributor. There's no guy on this team that really has the whole package. They have a bunch of guys that have some specialties, but no one's, like, the best at what they do either. There's not, like, a guy that can just knock it from 3 points and, like, not do anything else, like a, you know, J.R. Smith maybe or something. You know, there's maybe guys with the potential to be that, but remains to be seen.
Right.
So uplifting.
Hey, you know.
It's tough.
We can only work with what they give us, Kurt. We can't, like.
I have an idea.
If we want to do a different podcast, we can be like, the Celtics sign LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony today.
It'll be like the Onion podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a good idea. I heard this from a smart person one time. Get better players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The problem is, it doesn't seem like Danny Ainge is going to acquire those better players.
I think he wants to.
Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to fail. It's the fact that, like, okay, so what? Like, we just don't have the money, or do players really not even want to bother with us? I mean, you have to throw that in the trash now with the fact that, like, oh, free agents don't want to come to Boston because it's a cold weather city. That's BS, because there's players going to Milwaukee. There's big name players going to Indiana. I mean,
guys are staying in Cleveland for.
Right. I mean, there's, there's people. I mean, granted, LeBron James is in Cleveland, but there's people dying to go to Cleveland. And, like, who the hell are these teams? Like, you know, it's like, you got people saying no to LA. You got players saying, no, thank you, Lakers. I mean, granted, LaMarcus Aldridge went to the Spurs because, I mean, you know, that's a big team, too. But, like, who have you ever heard say no to the Lakers? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you know,
a storied franchise like they are. I mean, granted, they're not anything what they used to be either, but the cold weather cities are getting.
I mean, I think there's a lot of factors. There's a ton of factors at work. I mean, you know, a guy doesn't want to go to LA. If you really think back on it, the biggest free agent LA has really acquired in recent years, you could probably go all the way back to Karl Malone.
Yeah.
But you know,
that was like 2 years ago.
But
you're in some kind of weird time.
There's so many different factors. Like, you know, you had two big guys, you know, leave money on the table to go to Texas. You had DeAndre Jordan and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right.
They left money on the table from their current team. Taxes in Texas are a lot better.
Right.
In California, DeAndre Jordan would probably lose a bunch of that extra money he was going to get. You know, there's tons of factors. you know, the divorce laws in California are very strict. I mean, it all factors in.
It is a lot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of hidden things.
You know, you don't have to be in L.A., I don't think, to be like an icon anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? With social media and everything. I think
right.
the difference between, you know, like San Antonio, I think San Antonio is coming back up to the pack as far as like New York and stuff about being like a, you know, a brand ambassador or something for a shoe brand.
Right.
There's tons of factors. And I don't think we can use the old, you know, people don't want to come to Boston
no.
because of there's no nightlife, that kind of stuff.
Well,
if that was true, people wouldn't go to Milwaukee. People wouldn't go to Cleveland.
Exactly.
You know, I think we're running out of excuses. And what it comes down to is that the team hasn't put themselves in the best position to get those guys.
Right.
People are going to the Bucks because they see the potential of the Greek kid, Jabari Parker, and some of the other players they have. They're going to, you know, San Antonio to chase rings. They're going to Indiana because they have Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to the Lakers because they don't want to, you know, watch Kobe Bryant chuck up 30 shots while, you know, they don't have anyone in the paint.
Right.
You know, it's a different NBA now, and I think we need to stop giving the Celtics a pass for not getting free agents.
Right. I mean, the age old excuse is just it's out the window now.
It's
no longer. I mean, granted, taxes are high here, and yeah, we don't have a nightlife. But guess what? You're a professional ball player. You shouldn't be out in the nightlife on game nights.
No nightlife. Sullivan's Tap.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. There's plenty of nightlife there.
I mean, you know, but there are guys where that's important to them.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's the whole Houston team that, like, you know, anytime they're in, like, New Orleans, they seem to stink. Wonder why that is. Anytime they go to Miami, they kind of threw up a dud. Weird how that happens.
And that's why a professional team in Vegas is the worst idea ever, but yet I'll support it 100%. Because every time the Celtics go and play the Vegas
Bucks,
the Vegas Jack and Jills,
it's
I'll be like, yeah, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Or the Celtics will go in and spend all the time at the casinos,
right?
And then they'll roll out a dud when they get on the court.
Well.
But you know, it's been a trying couple of days. I think the trade season is now starting, where you know teams are kind of looking at their roster and being like, well, you know, maybe the Mavs are sitting down there in Dallas. Like, I don't, you know, we don't really have a point guard.
So here we are. July 7th. Today is July 7th. By the time you get this, it'll be the free agents' day is July 9th. It's the day where teams can officially sign all the players that they have agreed upon. The handshaking becomes an actuality when they ink the contract. So the trade season would officially begin on the 10th, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
Because now it's like teams go ahead and they ink everybody that they said, yes, you play with us, I'll give you money, here it is. And then they put all of their pieces together and go, we're missing this, and we need that, and this. So now I'm going to give you Billy Butnut that sat on the bench for the whole season, and you're going to give me all these plus a couple draft picks. So, I mean,
Anthony Davis.
So here is the time where Danny Ainge can start to redeem himself on all of this kind of, I guess, to put it in the same words you guys, mediocrity just BS. It's just whatever is going on today, why we lost on Harris in Orlando, I don't know. Why we didn't acquire money. I mean, everything, I guess, comes to money, but like the Robin Lopez, the Harris, I mean – even I know you said you didn't want like Ellis, but like if Ellis was there, like why did we lose on all of this? What is the factor here? Will nobody? I mean, the TV deal is coming out. You're going to get more money. Granted, other teams, like you said, are going to get more.
The
money.
Root of the problem is we have a lot of ancillary pieces.
Right.
Yeah, I think
we
that's
don't
the,
have a piece.
That's the thing. Is like you have to convince someone that Jared Sullinger or Evan Turner is,
and everybody's
is the
watching.
Piece,
everybody's watching
of,
the same thing we're watching, and they all see.
Yeah. I mean, if you could sell someone that Evan Turner is the piece that's going to get them over the hump, I will. You know, you deserve a medal.
You are a great magician.
Yeah,
and it's hard. It's hard for Danny to build something when all he has is like, you know.
But it's also Danny's fault for having that.
Right. I understand that. I understand
he's got
that.
All the ends of the puzzle, but there's nothing in the middle.
Right.
So, and Stats is exactly 100% right. It's Danny's fault. It's Danny's fault he threw away the middle pieces of the puzzle inside the trash. I mean, yeah. Let's get more pieces. Let's build a whole new puzzle.
All right. When do you guys want to meet again?
I don't know.
Do this again next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's no news, then we might just want to just
maybe we'll
lay
just
down
hang
somewhere
out.
For an hour.
Actually, next week is.
I thought this might make me feel better. I think it made me feel worse.
Did you feel a little worse?
Yeah. I was hoping to be a little cathartic.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
We said going into this show today that it was going to be like a bitch session. And you know what?
Yeah.
I got a lot of pressure off my chest. Mainly because I don't think I'm having a heart attack.
But you guys
anymore.
Brought up points that I hadn't thought of yet that make me mad again.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? I feel a little better because I got it off my chest. Because you're mad, I guess that makes me upset, kinda. And like Stats still looks just perfectly cool, calm, and collective. Stats is that other side of the pillow.
It always makes me a little bit happy that I can bring someone else down even a little bit.
That's pretty
so
right.
Thanks, Kurt.
I feel better.
You're welcome.
You know, I mean, hey, you know what? If they tank again, let's just tank. Let's tank. Let's
it's
be the,
too late. Too late.
Let's be the 76ers.
Too
I mean, what are we going to do?
Late.
Second round of the playoffs next year? I mean, who cares? You know?
Maybe.
Let's gather up those pieces. 2023, we'll hoist Ben 18, and we'll be over there with our walkers. And
Dave, where can you call us to talk us off the bridge?
Well, you can call us at 508-731-GGTV. You can find us on the old Twitter at Gangrene, Instagram, Gangrene TV, RedZombie.com, all that happy jazz.
Yeah,
we're
iTunes,
on Facebook, iTunes.
Favorite podcast app.
Favorite podcast app. If you don't like iTunes, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, I'm telling you.
Okay.
You know?
Some people that have Android.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Podomatic, if you're into it. Or just find us. Find us. Do something. Go to RedZombie.com.
Put some effort in, people.
Link. Yeah, just do something. I mean,
do something with your life.
I think all last year I told you to call and nobody called. So, I mean, whatever.
You can text us.
Text us. Give us a text. 508-731-GGDV.
Some charges may apply.
Go on.
None really.
No charges. Don't, you know what? Don't
listen to me.
Don't think that we're charging you because we will, but we won't. But tweet. We like to tweet. At Gangrene TV. You know? It's become quite popular since the free agency and the and the draft. We have 30 new followers since our time at the draft party.
That's good. No one cares.
Yeah,
no
it's got to at least good. Double our previous.
Well, all right, guys, we're falling off the boat here.
Now we're up to
31
followers.
Let's wrap this up. We'll be back to bitch and moan again. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Stay infected.